Summary of Operations, Second Army, for the period of 1st to 7th November 1915. 1. The situation during the past week has been unusually quiet, a state of affairs which is reflected in the casualties, the lowest record since the weekly summary was started. The heavy rain in the early part of the week, and the fog and ground mist of the latter, have had the effect of curtailing activity. The rain has caused much damage to our trenches, and our troops have been busily engaged in the work of repair. Owing to the amount of work observed on the part of the enemy, it is conjectured that he has been equally inconvenienced by the recent inclement weather. Both the enemy and ourselves have experienced difficulty in moving about under cover owing to the collapse of the parapets and the flooded state of the trenches. As a result, there has been considerable sniping. 2. On November the 1st, a combined shoot of the trench mortars and mountain guns was carried out in the 2nd Corps area against the enemy's trenches in I-5B, and although the trench mortar ammunition was unsatisfactory, considerable damage was done to the enemy's trenches. This operation produced retaliation on Nouvelle-Uplin and Farm C-23A-05. On November 4th, Nieppe was shelled by a gun, believed to be a captured French 120mm. Little damage was done. 3. There has been some retaliation for our shelling in the 5th Corps area, noticeably on November the 5th, when Sanctuary Wood, Kriegsstraat, the dugouts west of Zillezecker Pond, and the area between the latter place and Ypres were heavily shelled. 4. On the night of October the 31st to November the 1st, the enemy made weak bombing attack against the craters east of St. Eloi, which had been occupied the night before. The attack was easily repulsed by our grenadiers and has not been repeated. On November the 3rd, German miners were heard working from our mine gallery, 85 feet from our trench in N36A39. At 6:40 p.m., when it was judged that the Germans were within 5 feet of our gallery, a charge of 180 pounds of gun cotton was fired, which made a crater of 40 by 20 by 15 feet. On November the 4th, the Germans were heard working in a gallery which was practically on the same level as our own, opposite our trench in N30A49. The enemy's gallery had been driven between two craters in this area. When it was judged that the enemy were within 3 feet of our gallery, a charge was exploded. A German gallery has been encountered in a working opposite the trench in N30A27. The gallery had been followed some 80 feet towards the enemy's lines, where it was found to be barricaded with sandbags. The water, of which there was about a foot in the trench, is being pumped out to enable our miners to withdraw the sandbags and get as far as possible into the workings.